540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. Actors are set to strike at midnight in Hollywood, joining writers for the biggest joint walkout since 1960. SAG-AFTRA President Fran Drescher.
This is a very big deal, and it weighed heavy on us. But at some point, you have to say, no, we're not going to take this anymore.
Like writers, actors are fighting for higher pay and better residuals from studios and streamers.
You cannot change the business model as much as it has changed and not expect the contract to change too.
Studio heads like Bob Iger at Disney have called their demands unreasonable. Some homeowners near Chicago are now homeless after a suspected tornado ripped their neighborhood. John Huck lives in Elgin.
We realized the back windows had blown out. We didn't even hear it happen. We've put up a tarp to cover it up and waiting for them to come and assess it.
Elsewhere, extreme heat is getting worse. CBS's Janet Shamlian's in Houston.
This is the second heat wave that Texas has had this summer. This one is going to be slightly cooler, and by cooler, I mean just a matter of a few degrees. And we survived that first heat wave with the power grid intact. So there is hope that we'll survive this heat wave as well.
Early next year, women will have more access to the over-the-counter birth control pill. That's thanks to a huge decision today by the FDA. Kelly Blanchard runs Ibis Health.
This means we will have a more effective, a highly effective, very popular birth control method available directly from pharmacies over-the-counter without all those barriers from the prescription requirement.
This morning, President Biden gave a little more hope to families of those detained in Russia. Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich's sister, Danielle.
We're just trying to learn everything that we can and just try to mostly stay strong, try to keep the spotlight on Evan's case.
He's being held on spying charges. More kids now are getting devastating health news. CBS's Jim Krasula.
Nearly 1 in 10 children in the U.S. between 3 and 17 years old have been diagnosed with a developmental disability such as autism. That's according to a new report from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Rates of developmental disabilities remain significantly lower in girls at 5% compared to boys at nearly 11%.
BTS fans have been camping out for days now near Central Park in New York to catch a glimpse of Jungkook, who's set to perform on Friday. It's part of a free concert lineup there. This is CBS News.
Need to hire quality candidates fast? You need Indeed, the end-to-end hiring solution. Attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
For WAUK The Shaw, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. A former Waukesha first grade teacher is fired. Melissa Temple was let go after a long hearing yesterday. Temple got in trouble with the school district for criticizing the school district's decision to ban the song Rainbow Land from the spring concert at Higher Elementary School. The school district says the song was inappropriate. Temple says she's a victim of censorship. A Waukesha bus driver faces sexual assault charges. Prosecutors accuse Michael Meyer of sexually assaulting a girl with special needs on several occasions. Investigators found almost 1,300 text messages between Meyer and the alleged victim between 2021 and as recently as last month. Prosecutors say he also made the girl watch pornography and had illegal pictures of her on his phone. Meyer was in court yesterday where his bail was set at $1 million. I'm Terry Bell and this is WAUK News.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, That's design.garden.
It's the Max Inc. Radio Concert Series at the Waukesha County Fair, Thursday, July 20th on the Whammy and Guitars for Vet stage, featuring Iron Plow, Karma Shotgun, and Talon. Music starts at 7:30, hosted by WAUK's Don Brown. The Waukesha County Fair on the Whammy and Guitars for Vet stage. Find more info at guitars4vets.org. Presented by WAUK 540 AM, The Shaw 101 FM, and Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Cruz. At 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
App.
Attention, Wisconsin veterans.
Hello, I'm Tony Evers, the governor of Wisconsin. If you are a veteran struggling to pay for rent, utilities, or other life-sustaining services, I want you to know that the Veterans Rental Assistance Program is here to help. You have already made a most noble sacrifice. You shouldn't have to continue doing so. We are here to support you. The Veterans Rental Assistance Program was created by and for people living in Wisconsin, with benefit approvals being issued to veterans in just days, not months. It's never easy to ask for assistance, but rest assured, we're here to help. You've always been there for us. We want you to know that we're here for you. Call 833-WISBRAP. That's 833-947-8727. Or visit VRAPWI.com. On behalf of the state of Wisconsin, thank you.
Hi, I'm Mandy Roberts, financial advisor with Thrivent. I'm here to help you assess your finances and find solutions to meet your needs. Let's ensure you have a strategy for success. To get started, call 715-470-1303. That's 715-470-1303.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Partly cloudy skies tonight with a slight chance for isolated thunderstorms. Lows around 62. Winds out of the south, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance for scattered thunderstorms tomorrow. Highs around 86. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow night. Chance for scattered thunderstorms. Lows level off around 64. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 73 degrees.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Cruz on 540 AM WAUK.
This summer,
540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Cruz. 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
CBS News Brief. Hollywood's about to be in bad shape with writers and now actors going on strike. SAG-AFTRA President Fran Drescher says studios are not budging.
What are we doing? Moving around furniture on the Titanic? It's crazy. So the jig is up, AMPTP. We stand tall. You have to wake up and smell the coffee.
Suspected tornadoes tore up homes near Chicago last night. This woman works in Lyons.
There is damage in the back. There was gas leaking, electricity issues. The cameras shut off immediately.
No one was hurt. Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich is still being held in Russia on spying charges, but his sister Danielle is hopeful that he'll come home soon.
I'm just so proud of him. I don't know how he's staying so brave, but it means I have to stay brave for him, too.
President Biden says the U.S. is working on getting prisoners like Evan released. CBS News Brief, I'm Monica Ricks.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
For WAUK The Shaw, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. The University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee is getting the largest donation in school history. The Zilber Family Foundation is giving $20 million to support public health education at the Zilber College of Public Health. The record gift will support faculty and research. It will create new student scholarships and help improve the health of Southeast Wisconsin. A former Waukesha first grade teacher is fired. Melissa Temple was let go after a long hearing yesterday. Temple got in trouble with the school district for criticizing the decision to ban the song Rainbow Land from the spring concert at Higher Elementary School. The school district says the song was inappropriate. Temple says no one told her which part of the song is controversial. Temple says she's a victim of censorship. I'm Terry Bell, and this is WAUK News.
Living happily ever after isn't always a reality. If you're over 50 and are considering divorce, attorney Andrea Gage with the Everson Law Firm can provide the guidance you need. Andrea focuses on silver divorces, the kind that get more complicated over time and present unique challenges. A family, multiple properties, significant assets. Andrea and the team at Everson Law have the experience to protect your interests. Call Everson Law to set up an appointment with Andrea today. It's never too late to be happy. Everson Law, 920-435-3734.
It's the Max Inc. Radio Concert Series at the Waukesha County Fair, Thursday, July 20th on the Whammy and Guitars for Vet stage, featuring Ironplow, Karma Shotgun, and Talon. Music starts at 7:30, hosted by WAUK's Don Brown. The Waukesha County Fair on the Whammy and Guitars for Vet stage. Find more info at guitars4vets.org. Presented by WAUK 540 AM, The Shaw 101 FM, and Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
Miss our conversations on air? Join the discussion on our social media channels. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also find social media for specific shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
That's right, it sucks.
The Devil's Advocates. Never personal, only politics.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Lots of text love on this topic, Dom. Whether or not Crudy should turn two-face on his Packer hometown beloved team and consider broadcasting the Chicago Bears on the Madison station. It seems foreign to say to me, but apparently there are something approaching 75, 78,000 Bears fans living in Dane County, according to the Chicago Bears. Consider the source. Not reliable, probably.
Now, what about the other, obviously, Milwaukee, biggest market in the state of Wisconsin. Do they have an affiliate playing out the Bears in Milwaukee already?
Well, there used to be a station that played the Bears, 780 a.m., I think it was. And now, the guy that owns WTMJ in Milwaukee, Craig Karmazin, Good Karma Brands, Well, they bought ESPN, and they got the Bears rights on the station down there.
Mm.
But the guy that was calling me was definitely a guy out of Illinois. Here are a few of the thoughts I've been getting on the text line down. Where is it? It was just here. Here's one. So you put Clayfish on the air, but not the Bears? Joel or Rebecca? Uh-huh. here's one. Crudy, some iHeart station based in Madison plays the Cubs. I know that to be fact. Good thing civic media is generally liberal. They don't care much about sports. CJ would probably quit listening on principle if you put the Bears on.
He can't get away. He can't stop listening.
If we chase CJ away by playing the Bears, that would pretty much seal the deal. That'd be worth it at any cost. here's another one pointing that out. 1070 in Madison played out the Cubs last year. Bears used to be on 780, which you could hear all over the state. No longer. They're looking for a new home of the lowly Bears. It's a smart move like those dumbass Dan Kelly ads. Get your money, they say. And here's another one.
Receptive, the audience. Just dial these are things I'm thinking.
Do it, man. I know a lot of local fibs who would eat it up. Playing the Bears in Madison seems a little sacrilegious, but they need a radio home here in central Wisconsin, Dom. And, you know, I kind of like stirring the pot.
Well, you know, it's coming together, man. See, the Devil's Advocates, we're bringing people together.
Well, two games a year, they play Packers and Bears, right? So could you imagine if we, like, pitted our own stations against each other? Like Madison against Racine Kenosha and the other Packers affiliates, because right. We would not have multiple Bears affiliates. If we do this beta test, it's going to be a small run, and we're going to see how it goes. But we could have fun, you know. First game of the season, Bears at Soldier Field. Last game of the season, Bears at Packers at Lambeau Field. See what I'm getting
at. Oh, so the season starts all Packers, Bears in Chicago, and then it ends with Bears in Green Bay. Gotcha.
It does. So technically, we would be putting some form of the Packers broadcast.
Yeah, there's a couple of Packer games, in there, Crudy. That's part of the mission,
some
right?
Some people would buy season tickets just to have the Ohio State game. Some people looking in the mirror, I'm considering that. I'm like, should I buy season tickets just for one game? Because I really want to go to one game. Ohio State. Badgers, that is.
Yeah.
So
a little more here, Crudy. Here's one from the lacrosse, our pal Dana. You got to give it to the Vikings before the Bears, at least the Vikings, are at least watchable.
Well, you wouldn't be watching them. You'd be listening. And then Casper, one of our employees, Chris Casper's got a Vikings tattoo. I mean, he's like
Oh, he's dedicated, right, for sure, man.
He said, no Vikings love, ? Well, I'm not sure where we would play the Vikings. Perhaps somewhere up in the Northwoods. Oh, yeah, here's someone asking. What's next, Vikings at Baldwin and Amory? Those are the Minnesota outmarkets where I play the Badgers. We're playing the Badgers there. Trying to play the Brewers, they won't give them to us up there. Don't want to give.
Have you considered? I mean, it's a good point from the texter. Have you considered Minnesota up there?
They haven't called me yet.
Call them, man. I mean,
844.
If you're going to entertain it, you may as well, you know, hell, man, the Lions. Right, let's get the Lions, and we get at least one fan listening.
Who would that be? You're fair weather at best.
Hey, they got a dome. It's easy to be a Lions fan.
844-967-2789. I think I mentioned I went up to the Minneapolis Dome, the U.S. Bank Stadium. When they call that thing, it's Goliath. It's huge. Saw Red Hot Chili Peppers there Saturday night before Easter. And I don't care if I ever go back.
Oh, no. No, why?
Well, first and foremost, I am a little uneasy in the nosebleeds that my wife selected for that particular concert. Good sight line, just way too high.
Oh, come on, man. We were in the back of Trump's inauguration on the top of the bowl. Man, we couldn't get any higher that day. You were fine. What are you talking about?
That was a smaller arena than this Minneapolis thing. I mean, three stories up in Minneapolis, you're a couple hundred feet off the ground. You feel high. And I don't mean the kind you smoke in a pipe. I mean, like, I didn't care for that feeling. I would not enjoy a football game if I feared stepping in or stumbling could kill me. Like, I didn't like going to the old Metrodome either. I liked it.
Okay, hang on. Come on. What about the Badgers? I mean, I know, you know, old man now, you don't have to sit in the nosebleeds of a Badger game, but I'm sure at some point in your life, you've been up on the top of the Badger game, right?
Sure. And when jump around, oh, me and Scotty Hicks went to Ohio State Badger game. And this sounds very familiar to those of us that know Hicks, a college buddy of ours from lacrosse, but he was a big shot banker sort. And we're in the upper deck for Ohio State, and it wasn't a good showing for the Badgers. They often lose to Ohio State, but, you know, each year I still think this is the year. Well, anyways, Scotty Hicks decides he's going to go smoke a cigarette, and he leaves, and that's in the first quarter. And it's like the fifth quarter now. And
I haven't seen him since.
So I called his wife, and I'm embarrassed now because I'm like his ride and stuff, you know, and I've lost the man. I've lost him for a good three quarters. And, you know, a couple hours later, after I did my own post-game tailgating and stopped at a few of the local watering holes, I called his wife and I said, did he make it home? And he did. And he did. But apparently
he ghosted you. He didn't say goodbye.
He apparently tried smoking in a non-smoking section and got thrown out of the stadium like right away. We had a good time, me and Hicks, before the game, and I had a good time after the game. I hope Hicks had a good time sleeping it off at home.
That sounds about right.
You know, Dom, there's going to be a higher sales tax in your city. I like partying in Milwaukee, man, but suddenly life's going to get 2% more expensive in the city of Milwaukee?
Yeah. Got to do something, man. State's been sticking it to the economic driver of the state for years, so now we got to tax ourselves to try to get out of it.
But there's also people that just come to Milwaukee to spend a little money, drink a couple beers, come down to Summerfest.
We really want your money.
Well, maybe I'll stop coming, man. Maybe I'll invest my money closer to home because that 2% additional sales tax.
Where are you going to go? Where are you going to go watch the Brewers, man, if not in Milwaukee? Where are you going to watch
the
Bucks?
I'll listen to them on the radio on WISS. I'll listen to them on the radio.
That's not you going to go. You want to go to the game, man? Where are you going to go? You're going to go to Summerfest? Where are you going to go to Summerfest? You don't come to Milwaukee. I mean, I get it, man. No one wants to pay higher taxes, but we also need to take care of our business, man.
What is Milwaukee going to start tagging me with a resort fee? Is it going to be going to Miami next?
You're right.
I went to South Beach and they tack like 18% onto everything.
Oh, man. Well, as long as they don't give you the convenience fees, you'll be okay. I mean, come on, man. This isn't Ticketmaster.
Well, it feels like it. The city of Milwaukee, and I saw the mayor, Chevy Johnson, was tweeting out a historic day celebrating the 2% increase in sales tax in the city of Milwaukee. My understanding, there could be a 0.4% county component. So if you're in the city, in the county, your sales tax will be 7.9%. Let's say I'm going up to the car dealer, Dom, buying a $50,000 ride. My taxation just went up over $1,000 on that tax. High retail item. You know, I wouldn't buy a truck, but maybe it's a car. Jeep.
Yes.
Got a
taxes.
Jeep.
Yes, they're applied to all the dollars you spend in the area on a sales tax. The math is the math. That's absolutely right.
Well, technically, it's not for a car. It would be where I garage the car. So you will pay a higher sales tax, but I could drive to a Milwaukee area dealership and I'm going to pay the sales tax in Dane County because that's where I garage my car. So suck it to you, Dom. Not that you'd buy a new car at that sweet Cadillac in the garage, but...
A little bit here from the reporting at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Milwaukee Common Council passes a 2% sales tax aimed at averting a financial crisis. A financial crisis, Crudy. What began as a tense and unpredictable day at Milwaukee City Hall Tuesday ended with the Common Council's backing of a 2% local sales tax by a wider margin than required. The critical vote offers the city a new revenue source to avert major service cuts in 2025, even as some council members said it would put additional financial pressure on residents living in poverty. No part of the process was easy, from the months-long negotiation with elected officials in Madison to local town halls and debate over a sales tax within the Common Council in the weeks since the state allowed city elected officials to enact it. Well, how very kind of you, the state. Even walking in Tuesday morning, Common Council President Jose Perez said he did not know how the vote would go. He told council members before the vote that the process to reach that point was challenging, unfair, and difficult at times. Afterward, Perez said he was a bit surprised it passed with more than the minimum 10 votes required. Ultimately, the tax passed with a 12 in favor and 3 opposed. A quote as a Perez gave to the Journal Sentinel, "I knew people were struggling and really weighing out the pros and cons, the ramifications, the impact of their vote. There were discussions just going on to the last minute."
You know, I'm just being contrarian here. I think it was a good thing, a necessary thing. No one wants to raise their own taxes. No politician wants to be on the record voting to increase their constituents' taxes unless it is a dire circumstance. And obviously, that's where Milwaukee finds themselves. The part that's galling to me is right-wing talk radio, of course, would characterize this as the mismanagement of Democrats. Because Democrats have been in charge of Milwaukee for 50 years. All the way back to the socialist days, right?
Mm-hmm, the sewer socialists.
What they fail to mention is the Republican control for the last however many years since Scott Walker was... elected governor 2011, I think he took office. Well, during that time, we have had a broken revenue sharing system, and the city of Milwaukee drives the economic engine that is the state of Wisconsin, but only gets 67 cents back on the dollar. And even this most recent thing, you know, I was discussing this, and someone said to me, why do you have to characterize Republicans as being racist in regards to revenue sharing in Milwaukee and those things? Why would you blame them for being racist? I said, well, let's talk about the policy. The policy is different for Milwaukee than everywhere else in the state of Wisconsin. You live in Rhinelander, you get 20%. You live in La Crosse, you get 20%. Amory, Baldwin, 20%. Milwaukee, 15%. 15% increase. And we're going to set all these different standards. And the Common Council has to go and vote. Hell, if they had their way, Robin Voss would have forced the citizens to go to the polls on an off year to raise their own taxes so they could avert a financial disaster caused in no small part by Republican leadership in Madison that doesn't send the money back to Milwaukee. Come back. More Devil's Advocates. We don't hate you. Or the Bears. Maybe we're turning a new leaf on the Bears. We'll see. 844.
We'll see.
Does your financial strategy include your hopes and dreams? What matters most to you? For over 100 years, Thrivent has helped clients like you find financial solutions for life's important goals. Explore a full range of options, from financial advice and investments to insurance, banking, and generosity programs. To have a heart-to-heart about your finances, contact Mandy Roberts, who you may recognize as Mandy Wright. Call her at 715-470-1303. 715-470-1303. Mandy Roberts proudly serves the Central Wisconsin area. For more details, visit thrivent.com/disclosure.
It's go time at Chula Vista. Time for you to discover Wisconsin's most complete resort experience. 200,000 square feet of water park fun. New thrills like zip line racing. 18 holes of classic golf. Wisconsin's number one steakhouse. Hundreds of newly renovated rooms. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Chula Vista Resort is one of the nation's top 10 indoor water parks per USA Today's 2023 Reader's Choice Awards. Find out why at ChulaVistaResort.com.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Partly cloudy skies tonight with a slight chance for scattered thunderstorms. Lows dip down to about 63. Southerly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. More clouds than sun tomorrow. Chance for scattered thunderstorms. Highs around 87. Chance for scattered storms again tomorrow night. Lows level off around 65. Cloudy skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 73 degrees.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. Mondays 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram on 540 AM WAUK.
Think you know politics? Think again. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Be sure to follow us on the socials, on Twitter at Devil Radio, on Facebook at the Devil's Advocates Radio, of course, on the lines at 844-967-2789.
More Trudy trashing, Bears loving, smack talk on the text line today, Dom. I'm glad I brought this upon myself, this wrath of the Bears fans. They're quite encouraging. This one comes from our Ukrainian friend Kuchka. First, it's Justin Fields, Crudy, not Jason something. Oh, did I call him Jason? I feel so bad. Win something, and then I'll get it right. And then second point, hell yeah, put the Bears on the air. And third, where's my bumper sticker? Sincerely, Kuchka, go Bears.
Hearing the grievances early today.
Go Bears, says Kuchka. I am surprised at the amount of Bear love that we are getting, and many want us to play the Bears right here on the radio station. But Charlie Behrens, he could sever the partnership and friendship, man. I don't know if Charlie would tolerate that.
Oh, really? Okay. Is he a huge what, Packers fan, non-Bears fan?
Yeah.
What do you call him? Someone who's not a fan?
F the Bears.
Not a fan of the Bears. Well,
I like his comedy motto is F the Bears, I think. Say hi to your folks and F the Bears. Something like that. Charlie wouldn't let me the same.
Real quick, another one of the fine texters here. Crudy, no problem going to the Dells and paying their tourist tax, right? Question mark? That's a fine point, Crudy. What's this tax up in the Dells?
Whenever I am a tourist, I pay the touristy tax.
Yeah. Well, wherever you go, you're at the water, tourist unless you live there, man.
Well, if you go to... Yeah, like, do you pay the tourist tax at, like, McAllister's? My in-laws are in the Dells. I get dragged to the Dells because that's where the kids go to see Grandma and Grandpa. So,
you get dragged. Come on. You love the peoples, man. You go there all the time.
The water parks, as most people yeah. refer to them as. Oh, man, it bothers me when you call them that. The water slides.
Yes, the water adventure slides that the Dells is world known for.
The water slide capital of the world. And
they probably have, according to the texter, right, some additional taxes there, right?
Well, I can tell you, whenever I go to the Dells, I listen to the Max 99.7 FM. Yeah. But I also go and eat at a local restaurant I like, McAllister's. I don't think I get tagged for a secondary resort tax, do I? But I know when I was in Miami, at least when I was on the Strip, you'd go to a restaurant, you're paying another 18% sorts. I mean, everything was just...
Yes.
On top, on
Welcome
top,
to the
top.
Party, pal. Just add it up, add it up, add it up. So we're not that bad in Milwaukee, especially when you can't compare it, you know, to other places like that.
Well, if the weather was the same as South Beach, I'd say same, same. But the weather's
I notice you're not in South Beach right now, Crudy. I mean, Wisconsin summers are the place to be. And right now, man, that's where the only place to be is Wisconsin.
Well, Ron DeSantis is still the governor of Florida. You know, I'll visit, but I'm not going to stay very long.
I mean, things sound like they're getting a little rough down there.
In Florida, or the DeSantis campaign?
People leave in, you know, conferences and whatnot, you know, tourism going down because of the, you know, stances politically taken by the governor and his Republican allies.
You know what? When I hear stuff like that, it makes me angry.
You get angry?
I get, you wouldn't like me when I'm angry. I get occasionally angry. And when we come back in the happy hour, Dom, I'm going to tell you what else makes me angry. You know, there's new reporting out about our president, the current one.
What? Not the current one? I mean,
not
mean
the
Trump?
MAGA one.
Okay. So, you know, he says he's still the president, and he won Nevada. Twice. I mean, come on, man.
Well, we've all known that Trump's got a little bit of a, let's just call it a angry, volatile streak. But there's new reporting out that Joe Biden has got both a profane and an angry streak, Dom. I would not have guessed this about Joe Biden. You know, angry kid Joe? I mean,
grumpy old men? I mean, that's a great movie. And I mean, listen, I am one, if not for the FCC regulation under which I am speaking now, I swear all the time. It's one
Absolutely
of my things.
You do. You there, do. You are a profane MF-er.
I am. And like I tell my kids, I'm not a role model. And I get it in certain
You are not a role model.
In certain professional situations, you don't want to be like that. But, you know, sometimes.
When is it not acceptable?
Well, I think when you're in a professional situation, you have you know, an environment of people, you know, organizationally, right? You know, in a professional environment, generally that kind of behavior is going to be frowned upon. You know what I'm saying? I'm very
rarely or the angry, because I want to know, should I be checking myself here? Because I like to be both.
Yes, Grudy. You should always be checking yourself. Yes. And I need to do that as well, because it's more than just you and me in a room sometimes. You know what I mean?
Why is it that we permit each other to be both profane and angry? Within the context of our friendship, we are very angry and profane at one another.
Yes, we are.
And yet we hug it out. We bro.
Well, of course. Well, that's because we have the relationship, man. It doesn't matter, because it's not taken personally. And we say some things that some people to each other, some people might take personally. I don't take it personally. I don't think you take it personally. It's kind of the fun, the ribbing part of it. And swearing is just swearing. I mean, I get it. I appreciate the FCC to a degree. I have to dig a little deeper to come up with the, you know, same meaning. But I would just say, as we get into some of this discussion in the next hour, If the Republicans are going to be the ones that are critical, you know, look at their guy, man. I mean, really? Donald Trump is your guy in this? And then you're going to compare and say, oh, my God, Joe Biden, he's the reporting. He says MF-er and says these things and he's angry. Come on. I mean, Donald Trump, you're the reporting of Donald Trump throwing stuff against the wall. You know what I'm saying? The guy, I mean,
Let
he
the ketchup hit the wall.
Everybody on a regular basis. And this is what he does. I mean, this guy is like a professional troll. And look what he did to the Republican Party. Now they're all just a bunch of trolls. I mean, it's just like, who can out-troll each other? There's no policy. It's insult politics. Let's get to them. You know, like, come on, man. So, I get it. And I personally, don't give a damn, Crudy. I don't care if you swear. I swear. I have no problem with people swearing.
Jeff,
I don't care if you get angry. I get angry. People get angry. Those things happen in life.
Jeff from Shorewood texted in, claims, I dropped an F-bomb in a job interview. Got the job.
You're right. Come on, man. Sure.
Come back with us. Devil's Advocates. Well, try not to swear.
Try not to.
Or get terribly angry or set a bad example. But remember,
we'll see.
We are not role models. Certainly not that guy. Come back to Happier Happy Hour. We might get angry. Never can tell.
Welcome to the party, pal.
Wesley is a truck driver.
I drive a truck, and I love what I do.
A truck driver with IRS troubles.
They told me I owed them $43,000.
It got really bad.
Quite a few letters in the mail. They were talking about wage garnishment coming after my house, my car. Yeah, they don't play around. I seriously thought that I was going to lose everything.
One sleepless night, Wesley finally made a call to Optima Tax Relief at 2 a.m.
Kind of figured I'd get a machine, but I didn't. I actually got to talk to an actual person in the middle of the night.
He found just what he was looking for.
Oh, they were great people. You need a team of people that know what they're doing. Optima Tax. They know what they're doing.
Optima Tax Relief came through with flying colors.
I saved an incredible amount of money. Happy don't even come close. I was absolutely overjoyed.
Take Wesley's advice.
If you're in any kind of trouble with the IRS, call Optima Tax Relief. Don't trust anybody else.
Call Optima for a free consultation. Call 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.